Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Before we even start about Parkinson's, let me ask you, what is wrong with the Tigers? What do they need to do?
Well, they're in the rebuilding process. They're in the second year of the rebuilding. They have a plan. They're on target. It's painful, and when you get into these situations and you're not having success, it gets frustrating for the organization and for the fans. But it takes time, and you can't rush certain things. You know, for instance, we have real good pitching down in our AA affiliate, Erie, Pennsylvania. And I know many would like to see those guys come up, but it's just not time. They need to get their innings under their arm, so when they come up to the major league level, they're prepared. They can go deeper into the games, and they don't throw too many innings and hurt themselves. So, you know, we got spoiled in 2006 for about 10 years, and you know, they've decided to retool and reorganize the way they do things and get into a much more modern baseball game of analytics, and they're building that as we speak.
Okay, so now we'll shift to more my wheelhouse, the health. You were diagnosed about 3 years ago?
2015, April, yeah.
And let me just start out right now and ask you, how are you doing? How are you feeling? What's life like now?
I'm doing good. I feel like I have Parkinson's disease. I have a real good understanding of what I'm up against, and you know, I'm working hard to try and deal with it the best I can and set an example for others that have Parkinson's. Like many people that I see and or am introduced to that have Parkinson's, it can make you want to go sit in a corner and not really get up and be active, and I encourage them to do so, and I try and support them in finding a way to motivate them to fight back. But it is a formidable opponent, something that we live with every day, and beyond that, the caregiving, my family, my friends, my employer, everybody that I deal with. You know, I try to live a normal life, and you can do that, but things may look a little differently, and you may have some challenges along the way to do so.
Well, let me ask you about, for instance, exercise. Do you have a special routine, or what do you do with that? You've always obviously been active and in top shape.
Yeah, I try and stay as active as I can. I mean, generally, I get up at 6 o'clock and try and play as many holes of golf as I can play. Come home and take a walk after that, and I do some of my exercises. I try and exercise my voice and do my voice therapy before I head to the stadium to, you know, go on there. And, you know, beyond that, you try and understand how your diet can help you, how your sleeping habits can help you, what you have to do if you're traveling. You know, you really just have to learn what makes you feel good, what doesn't make you feel good. And, you know, there are days when I travel on the West Coast, and if I have maybe some alcohol or too much alcohol, that I know that I'm going to be kind of off a little bit. So, you know, you have to make smart choices and, you know, try and live a healthy life as best you can. And your mind, I try and exercise that as well. I see something, I love numbers. I try and memorize them and go back and see how accurate I am, and you know, just overall try and communicate and socialize and I guess stimulate my life the best that I can, and continue to learn and educate with my knowledge and wisdom and from others.
What's your, I imagine you ate pretty healthy before, but do you have a special diet now that you follow, or what's your eating plan?
Well, I try and eat, you know, I love fruits, vegetables. I love I really like root vegetables. But, you know, obviously I don't, it's nothing earth-shattering. Sugars are not really good for you over time. Just try and eat a good combination, balanced diet. Like I said, lots of fruits, lots of vegetables. I try and mix in some, a lot of protein. I've always been kind of a protein guy. But, I like to stay lean, stay in shape. So with I try and have more of a constant take in of energy and nutrients as opposed to maybe 3 square meals a day. Just kind of nibble, make it easier to digest. And, a Parkinson's patient, one of the side effects is constipation, so a lot of fiber also into your diet. And then, have a good, solid program for your medications and when to take those and what to take, and that helps you get along.
Is that how you manage it right now, with just medication?
I take a low dose of medication. I'm trying to stay off as much as I can. I look more towards the natural herbs and vegetables and fruits and other food groups. I've tried vegan. Really didn't do it for me. I tried vegetarian as well. But, everything needs to be in moderation. You just, things that you find out are hard to digest, you might want to, pull back on those. And, you can kind of tell. I'm 62 years old now, so you kind of know what is good for you and which you process well. My one weakness is a little bit of ice cream down then, as I love that.
We were playing ping pong, shooting baskets. You seemed great. What are some of the symptoms that you are noticing now that you're dealing with?
Well, my left side is affected. My left hand clutches. My left arm doesn't swing when I walk. I have a limp. So it's just coordination. We're trying to shoot a basketball. The coordination is very, very tough. And So, me shooting the baskets, I haven't shot baskets in years. So it took me a while, but you just have to learn how to do it. I used to do an exercise when I was healthy back in the 90s. We'd finish our workout up with a game of darts. So I'd go against an opponent. You throw a dart, say I threw a 50 and you threw a 20. You'd have to do 30 push-ups. Then you have to immediately pick up a dart and throw it after you just done the push-ups. And then, sometimes you get to where you got to do another 50 and then another 30, and another 20. But the point of the exercise is beyond the strength and the push-ups and the learning, pushing through that, is how do you throw a dart after you just did 50, 60, 70 push-ups? And it's a mind thing. You have to learn to reset your sights. And Parkinson's is kind of the same way. Your aim point may be different. You got to figure it out and you got to find out how you can operate on a daily life.
Obviously, when you heard your diagnosis, that changes your life to before and after. What would you say to someone who maybe just got that diagnosis today?
It's not a death sentence. You have an opportunity to have a productive and fun-filled and though challenging life. You have a new normal. And people like the Kirk Gibson Foundation and the Michigan Parkinson's Foundation are here to help you if you're confused in any way and need to be made aware of options. We're here to help you, and feel free to contact us. And we're having the gala, evsp.org, on October 19th. Come and help support our organizations, and we will be there for you should you need us or any loved one that you may know.
Where are we as far as research with Parkinson's?
A lot of good research. I raised $1.3 million at Michigan State in a function, and we've invested that over at Van Andel Institute in collaboration with Michigan State University and Spectrum Health. There's many theories about how Parkinson's starts and where, how to attack it, but there's no one thing, okay? This is a very complex puzzle to, figure out. And, for instance, some think it starts in the gut, and there's a lot of research that we fund as far as that, and they do have markers. You'll hear things on the news about you know, big breakthroughs in Parkinson's. The reality of it is we're still many, many years away from finding a cure. What we do is we promote collaboration. There's so billions and billions and billions of dollars being spent on research. And my goal in the Kirk Gibson Foundation's role is to promote people who would normally not share their data and their information to do so, to join together, because it just makes no sense for me to do a study and for you to do a study and for us to not sit down. You know, it's a bit entrepreneurial in that way. I ask people what they're doing. They say they're looking for a cure for Parkinson's. The first question I ask them is, are you willing to share your data? And when they say no, I call BS, you know. I mean, and it's a little brash and it's not so simple. I don't mean to make it sound like we're not making advances, because we are. They are developing new techniques, new medicines, new therapies to deal with the disease. They have found ways to, because with Parkinson's disease, your neurons get destroyed and they die off, the ones which produce dopamine, which help you with your movements. And they have done trials where they, through various ways of regenerating died off cells or producing new cells, they can do that. But what happens is the process takes its toll on the new cells. So, you know, it's kind of a, what causes Parkinson's? We know that the neurons they die off and they don't produce dopamine. And then if you get them to regenerate or get your body to produce new cells, how do you stop that process from starting all over again? And, you know, they are becoming closer to figuring that out. But, again, through great coordination and support along the way, that's the way it's going to all happen. It's going to take some time.
Well, I know people with Parkinson's and their families thank you for coming out and talking and doing what you can to help.
Well, I'm here for them, and I've talked to many, many people. You know, it's a journey that we're on. So how do you exist, coexist, and how are you productive along the way? And as I said, it can be that way. I still have a lot of fun. You can tell we've walked around. We've done some things. Like, I'm just not going to sit down and let it get me. You know, but it takes time and it takes money and it takes support from everybody to help us achieve our goal.
Okay, and I'm here with Kirk Gibson, and the Kirk Gibson Foundation for Parkinson's is going to have their event, Everybody vs. Parkinson's Gala, on October 19th at the Soundboard in the Motor City Casino Hotel. And to get more information, you can go to evsp.org. Thanks a lot, Kirk.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.